Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Thursday, April 18th. I'm reading from the New International Version. In fact, I went back to my old beloved Bible that has lots of notes in it. Sometimes I read off my phone, but today I'm reading in that copy of Scripture. After we read from John's Gospel, chapter 6, verses 25 through 40, we'll move over to Proverbs, and we're reading the second half of Proverbs chapter 13. Today in John's Gospel, Jesus will discuss how he is the bread of life and is sustenance for us all. Just to give a little context, yesterday the crowds were looking for Jesus. They had been fed physically, the feeding of the 5,000, and they were amazed that Jesus could provide in this way for them. And so they go on the hunt trying to find him, and the next day they find him, and this is where we pick up. When they found him on the other side of the lake, they asked him, "Rabbi, when did you get here?" Jesus answered, "I tell you the truth, you are looking for me, not because you saw miraculous signs, but because you ate the loaves and had your fill. Do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. On him God the Father has placed his seal of approval." Then they asked him, "What must we do to do the works God requires?" Jesus answered, "The work of God is this, to believe in the one he has sent." So they asked him, "What miraculous sign then will you give that we may see it and believe you? What will you do? Our forefathers ate the manna in the desert. As it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat." Jesus said to them, "I tell you the truth, it is not Moses who has given you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." "Sir," they said, "from now on, give us that bread." Then Jesus declared, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me will never be thirsty. But as I told you, you have seen me, and still you do not believe. All that the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me I will never drive away. For I have come down from heaven not to do my will, but to do the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I should lose none of all that he has given me, but raise them up at the last day. For my Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day." Before we move on to the Proverbs, I just want to talk a little bit about this passage. Did you notice what Jesus said about the people and why they were looking for him? They wanted to be near him because they ate the loaves and they had their fill. Now, I don't know what it's like to need daily bread every day. I mean, I really do depend upon the Lord for my daily bread. But if you look at my cabinet, I have lots and lots of food. I could not go to the grocery store for maybe 2 weeks and have plenty of food for me and for my family to eat. It was different back then. The people were day laborers and they would spend what they had on food for the day. So when Jesus provided food for them, this was a big deal. And they thought, "Man, we stay near him, he'll feed us every day." And Jesus says, "You're missing the point. Yes, I provided physically for you, but my physical miracle is supposed to point you to the spiritual reality." Then Jesus goes on to teach them that not only does he provide physical bread, he is the spiritual bread. He is the one that will bring eternal life, and he is the one who brings abundant life here on this earth. In the passage today, we have the first of seven I am statements. So Jesus says here, "I am the bread of life." Look at verse 35 with me. "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me will never be thirsty." Remember, this is hearkening back to God's covenant name in Exodus 3:14, where Moses says to God, "Who should I say sent me?" And God says to Moses, "I am who I am." And now Jesus is saying, "I am the bread of life and then the light of the world." And he gives us more about who he is throughout John's gospel. It's really exciting. And I hope that you will continue to enjoy finding these statements with me as we read. Okay, let's move on over to the Proverbs. Today we're in Proverbs 13, starting in verse 13. If you notice, my version may be a little bit different than the new updated New International Version. Periodically, translators will update their translations, but as I mentioned, I just love this copy of scripture, and so I'm going to read from the NIV that I have that's actually, let's see here, what date is it? A 1993 version. "He who scorns instruction will pay for it, but he who respects a command is rewarded. The teaching of the wise is the fountain of life, turning a man from the snares of death. Good understanding wins favor, but the way of the unfaithful is hard. Every prudent man acts out of knowledge, but a fool exposes his folly. A wicked messenger falls into trouble, but a trustworthy envoy brings healing. He who ignores discipline comes to poverty and shame, but whoever heeds correction is honored. A longing fulfilled is sweet to the soul, but fools detest turning from evil. He who walks with the wise grows wise, but a companion of fools suffers harm. Misfortune pursues the sinner, but prosperity is the reward of the righteous. A good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children, but a sinner's wealth is stored up for the righteous. A poor man's field may produce abundant food, but injustice sweeps it away. He who spares the rod hates his son, but he who loves him is careful to discipline him. The righteous eat to their heart's content, but the stomach of the wicked goes hungry." Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. I imagine here in the Proverbs that the king is talking to his beloved son, and he's reminding him that the disciplined life and the life that walks alongside those who are wise is blessed, and the undisciplined life and the folly of fools leads to ruin. Let's look at verse 20 again. "He who walks with the wise grows wise, but a companion of fools suffers harm." It reminds me of the statement that the one who lies down with the dogs gets up with the fleas. I don't know if I said that exactly right, but the idea is that we must guard ourselves in our relationships, and those who we're around, it matters. And so I just want to encourage you, children and teens and young adults and all of us, but especially those who are in their formative years, to guard your hearts and remind yourself that it does matter who you place yourself around. Will you pray with me? Father, thank you for your word. I just can't do it justice, Lord. And there is some freedom knowing that you do your own work through your word. And so today I pray that your word would go forth in power and in truth. Thank you, Lord, for the gospel of John, the reminder, Lord, that you are the bread of life. You give us abundant life and eternal life. Help us to be wise, especially in the relationships that we have. Not that we shouldn't be a friend to all, but we should be careful who we let into the inner circle and who we conform our lives to. Help us to conform our lives to those people who are wise, and help us to walk in paths of righteousness for your name's sake. We love you, Lord, and we pray all this in Christ's name. Amen.